Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. This year marks the 100th anniversary of a block's worth of noteworthy houses on Milwaukee's South Side. They are small houses, like most in the Burnham Park neighborhood, but what sets them apart is the fact they were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, examples of his American system concept. They're popular stops on the annual Doors Open Milwaukee event, but people who work to honor Wright's legacy here want Milwaukeeans to know the houses are there year-round. I met up with one of those people, Mike Lilick, the curator of the American System Homes, inside one of them recently.
We're sitting in a home that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and constructed between 1915 and 1916. The homes are often talked about as affordable homes, homes that any American could live in. I often tell people that Frank Lloyd Wright, at this point in his career, had designed many homes for people with really deep pockets, people who could afford anything they wanted. But he's still in the back of his mind as he's constructing these more than 130 homes for wealthy clients. He still had in the back of his mind the idea that every American, every individual would live a deeper, richer, fuller life if they could live in an architect-designed home. And just a secret between you and me, he wanted to be that architect. So he came up with a series of designs. I think there are about 12 in all that could be mass produced. And it was his way, his gesture, his broad gesture to a wide audience to get everybody to be able to live in and afford one of his designs.
And so the homes here on Burnham were the prototypes.
Yes, that's right. They were constructed. Frank Lloyd Wright had a collaborator, a gentleman by the name of Arthur Richards. And Richards acquired the land here on Burnham Street and constructed six of these American system-built homes. And they really expected to do tens of thousands of these all across the United States.
Well, and in the end, how many did they end up making?
Well, that's a great question. We think we know of about 20. They were supposed to do tens of thousands.
Right, and that's a far cry from tens of thousands.
Right.
What happened?
Well, the houses on Burnham were completed in 1916. So this is wartime, right? World War I comes about. We officially declare in 1917. And prices of building materials just go sky high. Wartime inflation kicks in, and you know, you basically see all housing starts in the city of Milwaukee and across the United States just go to the floor. There's nothing happening, and that sticks for about 3.5-4 years. So it really was a victim of World War I, really.
And just never picked up again after this project never picked up again after the war.
Yeah, that's kind of a victim of history, if you will. Frank Lloyd Wright headed off to Japan in 1917 and worked on a project called the Imperial Hotel, a major world-renowned commission that he did. He came back to the United States, but settled in the Los Angeles area for quite a few years. Didn't come back to Wisconsin until 1923. And in the meantime, Richards, the genius and the buzzsaw behind the logistics and all of that stuff that made this work, and Frank Lloyd Wright, their relationship severed, if you will. So there was no structure to continue on with this project. Wright had it in the back of his mind. He wanted to do it, but it just never came to be.
Well, let's talk about how these designs exemplify what Wright tried to accomplish, regardless of who his clients were, whether they were well-heeled people or just the common person. You know, what is it about, when you look at a house like this, how do we see Frank Lloyd Wright?
Sure. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright always used the expression democratic architecture or organic architecture, and I think he really, in the back of his mind, he wanted everybody to be able to live in an architect-designed home, a Frank Lloyd Wright-designed home. And he was saying, look, you know, your life will be improved, and how is that? Well, he wanted you to be able to come home at the end of a busy day, a hectic day at the office or wherever you found employment, and to come into a home that was quiet and serene, a serenity. He wanted you to be able to come into a home that connected you to nature and the outdoors. You can see this home connects you to the outside in a huge way. And he also wanted his clients to have a central gathering place. In this case, it's the hearth or the fireplace where the family could gather.
Can you talk about what this neighborhood was like, you know, as you know, the first families looked to take possession of these homes? And some of the homes we walked around beforehand, and some of these are two-family homes. But what was Burnham Street like in those days?
Yep. This is kind of classic Frank Lloyd Wright. He really wanted you to connect to nature, and he would tell his clients to go to the edge of town and build there. This was the edge of town in 1916. You could go a few blocks in the westerly direction, and you would find farm fields. Just a few years before these houses were built, they were grown celery here. You could go two blocks down to the west and get on a trolley and get to the center of Milwaukee. You could also get on an interurban and go out to Lake Beulah and Waukesha. So this was basically the edge of town, and people that were living here and building, gosh, in this neighborhood with Layton Boulevard, these were a cross-section of Milwaukee. There were managers and owners of some of the industrial businesses. They built larger homes on Layton Boulevard, and then there were the workers that worked in our factories and manufactured and made things, and they kind of worked all over the rest of the neighborhood, so... Kind of a vibrant, sort of edge of towny kind of a place.
Let's talk about what these houses mean to people who study Frank Lloyd Wright today and the overall effort to preserve and interpret Wright architecture.
Yeah. There have been some major scholars that have looked at the houses, and even our own Eric Vogel, who teaches at MIAD. He has an interior design course at MIAD. These people look at these houses as really the beginning of modern architecture, and really I think they encompass or encapsulate all of what Frank Lloyd Wright was trying to do. So you could say in per square inch, we have more architecture than most houses in the world. And that's been said of a few other Wright buildings, too. But it's really true here. Everything that Wright was trying to do in this tiny little space, it's a wonderful space to be in, a wonderful space to live in. And yet, it captures Frank Lloyd Wright, in the essence of Frank Lloyd Wright, in our backyard right here in Milwaukee. That's probably the most fun thing, really, that we have this major world-class cultural asset right here in our backyard in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And literally people come from all over the globe. We've had visitors from 33 different countries. Several thousand people come every year. Our guest book, if you flip through the pages, you'll see that at least half of them come from outside the state. So it's well-known all over the country and all over the world.
The home we're sitting in right now is the only one of the six that is fully restored?
Yes, this home was restored inside and out. We completed the work in 2009, and we fundraised to do a second one. We are now done with the exterior only, and finished that in 2014, and we're still in the process of fundraising to complete the interior. Although when you come and visit us on our regular tour days, you can visit both homes. You can see a partially restored and a fully restored Frank Lloyd Wright home.
Well, and so what is the opportunity that exists now for regular people to see these, at least the two houses that are open to the public?
Sure. Well, you know, the coolest time of all is Doors Open Milwaukee. So I think this year we welcome something like 1,800 people, and that's free. So that's just our friends and neighbors from all over the city. Just come on and visit. But you also can come throughout the rest of the year. We're open the second and fourth Saturdays, and in the summertime, a lot of Fridays. The our website, if I can say, is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, in Milwaukee. So the tour dates and times are listed right there on the website.
Well, and so what is the ultimate hope for this entire block?
The organization, I think the project is still in its infancy. We have one and a half done, if you will. We hope to be the catalyst or the restorer for all six of the homes. And we'd also like to open a visitor center on this near this block, adjacent to the block. One of the things that we really want to do is to create an educational experience for young people. And right now, if you go into each of the houses, there's really not enough room to gather 30 people or 35 people in a school group, if you will. So we have big plans, and I think we're really at the beginning stages. It's fundraising intensive, as you know, with any cultural project, but We're still, I suppose, at the very beginning and hope to do an awful lot more here. I'll tell you one thing. The most fun I have with groups, it could be the classes, the college classes that come through here. The kids just light up, and I'm talking college kids. It could also be the fourth graders who have to study local history and people like George O'Keefe and Franklin Wright. They come here to do their book projects, and they go, wow. Or the high school kids. We've had groups of kids from various high schools, and they come here, and sometimes you have to push them away from the models. They're all interested in the models. Come on, you're in the space. Go experience the whole thing. But really, all and then the seniors, too, that our older folks. Man, there's not a group of people that doesn't enjoy coming here.
You spend hours in these properties every week. What lights you up about being here?
It is absolutely the smiles on the faces of the people that come through here. Or the other one that really gets me is I've kind of mentally been keeping track of it. This is a tiny house. It's 805 square feet. Most of our visitors have garages that are bigger than this house. And yet when people come through here and they experience it and they spend 45 minutes or an hour or something, they come up with this expression that's kind of a common thread, and that is, I could live here. This is amazing. This tiny little house, I could live here. And I think that speaks to the spirit of the, you know, there was an architect out of Minneapolis, Susan Sasanka, and she wrote a book, The Small House, that touched a lot of nerves for people. And you know, it's simplicity, it's connected to nature, it's all of the things Frank Lloyd Wright was trying to do, and people get that. They come, they visit, they get it.
Mike Lilick is curator of the Frank Lloyd Wright-designed American System Homes on West Burnham Street on Milwaukee's South Side. At WUWM.com, you'll find a link to more about them, plus pictures and details of the public celebration of the home's 100th anniversary on Wednesday.